This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I am going to talk to you about homeschooling with Proverbs. You know, several years ago, I was looking for a Bible study that I could do with my entire family. And so, as I was looking, I was a little bit frustrated because I couldn't find anything that I could use with my whole family. And I especially wanted to study the book of Proverbs. And I had read the book of Proverbs. I had done several of the challenges that said, you know, you can read Proverbs in a month. And so I had done that, and I walked away with more of a having accomplished a goal and check it off my list rather than really read it and meditate on what it said and take it to heart. So I started writing this program, and as I was writing it, I thought, oh my gosh, I need a whole month to think about this. And so I did it with my family, and one of the things that I offered to all of you is a membership site. And so you can check out homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information. And it is produced by Media Angels, which is my publishing company. But today I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And one of the main goals I had in Homeschooling with Proverbs was to teach my children to read scripture, to listen, and to seek God in His Word. And so the first couple of lessons were all about that. Were about reading and listening and thinking and reflecting and studying. So this is episode 104, and you can find it at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And if you do, I have a handout for all of you. I did a session on homeschooling with Proverbs for one of the Ultimate Homeschool Expo seminars that I did, and this is a handout that you can have, and it may be able to help you. But one of the things that I really wanted to do was to read scripture, to study it, to listen, and to reflect. And so when I talk to my kids about reflecting, it was taking the Word of God, which is always the goal, and then applying it to your life. And that's one of the things I love about Helen Melanie Young. They have a podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and the name of their podcast is Making Biblical Family Life Practical. And that's what reflection is. Reflection is taking what the Lord is saying and applying it to your life and realizing why it is important for you. And if we did that, we would be world changers, wouldn't we, my friends? So that was one of the things I wanted to accomplish. The other was in scheduling time to be with the Lord. Now, I've had many people who have started the Homeschooling with Proverbs membership site, and they get about halfway through and then they stop. And so, you know, I'll get emails and saying, you know, I want to unsubscribe. And, you know, here I am telling you this, as you maybe consider subscribing for it. But the reason I'm telling you this is because a lot of times people will say, you know what, we've gotten so busy, we just can't keep up with it. Because it is a challenge, my friends. It is a challenge. And because I listened to my customers, I started offering two lessons per module instead of one lesson a module, because it used to be, you know, you would get one new lesson every month. And so to make it more affordable for people, I made it two lessons a month so that you can get the entire set fairly quickly. The people that have gone through it, and there have been hundreds who have completed this, have written to me and said how much it changed their lives. So, you know, not just a plug for my program, but just for whatever it is that you do. If you're writing, you know, to me and saying, you know, we just got so busy, we didn't have time, I pray that it's just because you didn't have time to do this one thing, that you do have time to give to the Lord each day in your life. And it is hard. And during a really low point in my life, one of the things I started doing, and again, this came through prayer, is to just have a praise journal. Because I had a journal that I would, you know, pretty much 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, list out all the things that I wanted the Lord to do for me. You know, Lord, I need this, and I need this, and I need this, and oh, don't forget this thing, and put a big star about around it and circle it. You know, because as if the God who created the universe needed me to tell him what to do, right? But God is so good, and he puts up with all different kinds of personalities, especially my strong-willed personality. And so in all of this, I started, you know, feeling weighed down, especially with all of these needs that I had, that I really felt like the Lord said, you know, you need a praise journal. You need to have the hope that is in Christ and the hope that is in having all of these things that are, you know, that you should be thankful for. And there was this amazing uplifting that came from that. I was really blessed when I started the praise journal because I could see all of the things, all of the answered prayers. And some of the prayers that were not answered were exactly truly as they should be, because God knows, you know, what to give us and what we don't need. And sometimes it's difficult, but, you know, God is in charge and he is a good and gracious God. And we need to keep that in our minds. One of the goals in homeschooling with Proverbs and for my children was to learn that when we ask, we have to open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, and ask for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because I really believe that true faith comes from grace of God. God gives us that desire. And a lot of times when faith is misguided, the desires go to other things. And that's when we look for, you know, the things that we accumulate or the titles that we receive, or, you know, how much money we have in the bank. Those are not things that are long-lasting or eternal. And I know I'm talking to a lot of you that are on the same page, and you're probably nodding your head yes as you're hearing this. But sometimes we tend to forget that, and we also tend to forget that our kids know that. You know, we think that they're going to get it sometimes through osmosis. And sometimes, you know, I've been surprised at what my kids say, and you know, and I think, you know, haven't you been listening? But a lot of times our kids listen by our example more so than what we're saying. So we need to remember that. One of the things I loved about Proverbs, there are so many things I love, but just a few of the things that we started doing as we were studying the book of Proverbs was writing down some of the words that really came out. And these were just some of them. And they're in that handout on podcast number 104 on Vintage Homeschool Moms. The words appreciate, wisdom, discipline, understanding, intelligence, wise conduct, right, just, honest, resourcefulness, knowledge, discretion, sound judgment, guidance, and righteousness. Those are just a few of the words. And in the set that I created, I have many activities and handouts for the kids, and especially the way I did the set was in three different ages. I did little ones because of my grandchildren. My daughter asked when I was recording this for my kids and our family. She asked me to do a set for the little ones. So I did. I did it for the, you know, the little kids. And then I did one for the middle grades. And then I did one for the teens and the adults. And so I coupled that with activities, because a lot of times the kids will listen, and then if you have some sort of activity for them to do, it makes it really fun for them. And one, very important key here is to keep it fun. And I know I had a friend one time who hated the word fun and education. She really didn't like the two to go together. But I really felt that there was so much of my life that I thought I hated education and I hated school when I didn't. I was just bored. And the reason I was bored is, I got it and I just wanted to go on to the next thing. And so I know with my children that we have incorporated things that have given them, so much encouragement and education while having fun, and that has made a big impact in their lives. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, I will continue on with some of the things that you can do when you're sharing the Book of Proverbs with your family. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a Bible study for the entire family? Well, I created one after searching for months for a study that would encourage my family to have group discussions, teach life truth, as well as point to God as creator. So, since I couldn't find one, I created one, Homeschooling with Proverbs. I didn't want to zoom through the Book of Proverbs in 1 month, as some suggest. Instead, I wanted to savor and meditate on the words and have the entire family on the same page. If you want a Bible study written for the entire family with specific audios and activities from pre-K to adult, look no further. This set can be used studying one lesson per month or completed in 9 months or sooner. The option is yours. In this set, you will find audios, printables, and when completed, you and your children will have a beautiful keepsake notebook. Visit homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information and begin studying the Book of Proverbs. Allow God's Word to speak to you. Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Mom, and it's episode 104. You can find it at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, where you can get the handout and the show notes. And guys, I need a favor. I am so bad about asking for this, but if you listen via iTunes, would you go and rate the show? If you rate our shows, this one especially, as well as those on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, we have an entire podcast network over on iTunes. And what that does is it allows our shows to come up and other people will find our shows, and it just brings more of Christian homeschooling in front of more people who may not find it. So I thank you, all of you, for listening. I really appreciate it. We are celebrating our second podcast anniversary as a network, and the show has been ranked number 3. And someone asked me one time, you own the network. Are you sad that your show's number 3? And I said, no. In fact, it probably will be number 4 next year, because I have another strong podcaster, and that's Melanie Wilson, who is back. And she's podcasting weekly now, so I'm sure her numbers are going to bump me to number 4, but that's okay, because for those of you who know me, I do what I do because I have a passion for the Lord, for teaching moms, and also for encouraging. And so it's not about me. It's about what the Lord has done through this network. I am one person at home who is working out of, an upstairs office that used to be one of my kids' bedrooms, who's now married with kids of her own. And I don't even travel extensively to homeschool shows. So the fact that I can sit at home and podcast with so many of my friends that have amazing podcasts on this network, and also, have the Lord take this to, all over the world. And when I look at the numbers, which I don't even look at that often, I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to be the savvy businesswoman. And, and I just give this network to God, and I'm just always so blown away with what He has done. So I just want to thank all of you who are listening from all over, and thank you for your sweet notes. You guys have been really encouraging and wonderful, and so I just want to thank you for that. Well, before we went to break, we were talking about the different things that this, you know, really this lesson of working through the books of Proverbs with my family has benefited us and has done for us. And so what I did was I took the book of Proverbs and I divided them out into different lessons. And so at the beginning, I started going through each book as 1 month. And then some of my friends said, you know what, we're doing them each book in a couple of weeks because they wanted to fit it into a school year. And so however you do it and however you study it, just make sure that those powerful verses, you know, whichever ones really impact you and your family, that you take the time and really in silence, ask the Lord, you know, Lord, what are you teaching us in these verses? And it will be life-changing. It really will be. I know it was for us. One of the biggest things, you know, the reoccurring refrain, if you would, in the book of Proverbs is the word wisdom. And in our spiritual lives, our daily lives, our relationships, and the choices we make, wisdom is so important. And if God could just give us all more of a measure of that grace, it would be amazing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the book of Proverbs, we hear, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. And fear not in the sense of, you know, punishment, but fear in the sense of, you know, God taking away that, or us losing that love he has for us. And that is such a human thing. You know, sometimes we fear that, oh, if we are not good enough or if we don't measure up. But God's love is constant. You know, God may not love what we're doing, but he loves us unconditionally. And that unconditional love is something that is difficult for us as humans to accept and to understand. There are so many things faith-wise that we don't understand. We just are, you know, God gives us that measure. And so that's one of the reasons, you know, that it's called faith, right? That we know that this is right. And again, that's by the grace of the Holy Spirit, but we may not understand it fully because God gives us all that understanding little by little. And I remember, you know, as a young married mom and walking around and doing different things at home, like every once in a while, I would have this inspiration of faith. And I remember just grabbing a little, you know, scrap of paper, and I had a desk upstairs, and I would go, you know, run upstairs and stick it underneath my desk. And I remember at one point I cleaned out that desk, and it was a desk my parents gave me when I was in high school, and it was this beautiful mahogany, you know, desk inlaid, and it was just with a leather top. It was really a nice desk, and that desk now sits in my dad's room, who lives with us, because we needed that room in our schoolroom. And when I cleaned it out, I found all those little scraps of paper and I read them, and it just made me smile because it showed a difference in where I was then and where the Lord took me to. Because every once in a while, you just get this inspiration, like, you know, like the blinders have been removed, or, you know, some people liken it to an onion with another layer coming off. And as we're getting to the heart of the matter, and God takes us where we are. Sometimes we want to be at that highest pinnacle, or we expect our kids to be there, and we're not there yet. And that's why this study is so amazing, because it allows you to very slowly peel back that layer and get to the next layer. And so those inspirations, my friends, are, you know, little ways and little hugs from the Lord that you know, he is talking to us, and we are getting further and further along in our walk with him. My mother used to say that every day is a new day with God, and every day we can start over. And I love that. I love that, you know, each day is a fresh and new day. It's a new beginning. It's a clean slate. My kids and I sat and one day and we just, you know, took the marker board and we went through, you know, give me some words that, you know, give you that feeling. And I remember it was, you know, a clean slate. God is real. God is alive. You know, He is now. His Word is alive. And those were all so wonderful. And that they're in the handouts that I have for you on the podcast network. But however you study the book of Proverbs, whether it's reading about it and journaling, whether it's using the homeschoolingwithproverbs.com lessons that I've put together, however you do it, my friends, you know, make sure that, you know, you take that time and just listen to the Lord speaking to your heart, and then articulate that with your children and also have them talk to you about it as well. And I just pray, Lord, that you bless all of the families that are listening today, that you give them the peace, the love, and the joy that you have for them as they continue to homeschool their children, as they bring up their kids with a biblical worldview, Lord, as they continue on one foot in front of the other each day, and every day with you is a new day, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I ask a blessing on those who are listening today, and for their futures. Thank you for listening, my friends, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.